Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Say. This is Rabbi Falk speaking to you from Tellstone in Eretz Yisrael, the home base of Neve Tzion, on the Neve Tzion podcast. I just returned from London, from England, at a beautiful, we had a beautiful chasana for Yehuda Zev Siegel. It was mamish unbelievable. The ruach that was pushed. Beautiful, beautiful simcha, a wonderful kala, beautiful families. I wanted to speak today about the tefillah that we will be saying during Pesach on Shalosh Regalim. The beginning of the tefillah of Shalosh Regalim, the Shmona Esrei that we say, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, we begin with the regular Shmona Esrei that we say during Yemei Achol. The first three brachas are the same. And then we say, Atov v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, you have chosen us from amongst all of the nation. Ohavta oisanu, you love us, you showed special love to us. Viratzisa banu, and you want us, a ratzon, right? You've taken pleasure in us, you have ratzon from us. If you look in the Siddur, Isha Yisrael from the Gra, he says a beautiful thing. He says it's three different types of choices and relationships. Atav chartanu, to choose, is when you choose between different possibilities. And you're not sure what's really going to be. You have to make a decision to pick one out of the other things. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael. He says that's keneged Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from amongst the other nations. Atav chartanu mikol ha'amim. Ohavta oisanu, you loved us. You showed this tremendous love. When was that? When did the relationship become a relationship of tremendous ava? That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah during Shavuos. And then the relationship was based on the Torah. True love is based on the wonderful things that the person does because you love that person so much. That's Ohavta oisanu. And then the Goyin says that there's an even higher level of a relationship. And that's Viratzisa banu, that you want us, you take pleasure in us. And he says, when did that happen? That happened, the Goyin says, I'm reading from inside, Atav chartanu hu be'es yitzias Mitzrayim, ohavto oisanu hu ma'imit har Sinai, shu b'chag ha'shavuos. Viratzitza banu, you wanted us. You want us so much. You want that relationship to be an eternal relationship, unbreakable relationship. That is kaparis ovan ha'egel. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us for the chet ha'egel, and he brought down the Shechina like we spoke last week, the Hashoras Hashechina, when we explained the Birkas Kohanim. When is that time of that love? When do you see it? That's really the Zman Simchasenu. That's the time of Sukkos. When we leave our houses and we go out and we live in a Diras Arai, a temporary dwelling place, and we rely totally on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why there's a special mitzvah in Sukkos, a special mitzvah of extra simcha, even greater than all the other Yom Tovim. That's Viratzisa banu, that bond will never be broken, that I want you no matter what. That's Ratzisa banu. Mirtz Hashem, we will be able to feel that gewaldige feeling of being chosen from amongst all the other nations. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Mitzrayim, when we still did not have the Torah, we didn't have so many mitzvahs. We really didn't have so many schuyas yet. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all the other nations because of the Avos HaKadoshim, because of all the wonderful things that Klal Yisrael, the past generations had done. But we were chosen, but we hadn't really proven ourselves yet. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us and took us out of Egypt. And then we work with the Sefiras HaOmer, the 49 days, until Kabbalah HaTorah. And then we give something, kivyocho, back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Kiyum HaMitzvahs. And then we fell with the Chet HaEgel. But then we got ourselves back up, and we did tshuva, and we were zeiche to the Hashoras Hashechina, and that's the Yontav of Sukkos. And when we daven on Shalosh Regalim, we mention the history and the foundations and the building blocks of Klal Yisrael. Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, ohavta isanu, you loved us, v'ratzisa banu, and you will always, always desire us, and you will always stay connected to us. Rabbi Samir Tashem, next week, we will continue in the Shemoneh Esrei of the Shalosh Regalim. Do your cleaning, get rid of all the chametz. The chametz is compared to the sower Shabbaisa, the yeast that causes the bread to ferment, kilu the Yetzahara, to clean our houses from all the dirt and all the filth, but to also clean ourselves from all the spiritual filth and dirt that's in us. And Mirtz Hashem, we should have very, very clean houses, and we'll go into Pesach, mamish clean, bekedusha, ubeta tahara.